Good afternoon, Audiomo people. It's Paula here. And the other sound you can hear is Sammy eating a bone. He kind of stopped when I put the phone near him. No, he's just got a nice new smoky bone. I'll give you the story to that in a minute. So my Audiomo today, day 8, is about a guide dog's coffee morning that I've just been to. It wasn't where the guide dogs all sit around drinking coffee and eating cake, although I'm sure they wouldn't refuse. But in Ashford, which is the next town along from me, they have on the second Monday of every month, they have a coffee morning for anybody connected with guide dogs. So there's a lot of puppy walkers and there's a few guide dog owners. I think that's probably it, really, that go. So I don't know how it started. I don't know whether it started with puppy walkers or whether it's or what it was really. But they have that at Dobby's, which is a garden centre. I think they are a national sort of chain. So we went because I was able to get a lift, because this public transport to there is not very good. I think there probably is a bus, but you'd have to get 2 buses from here at least. So I got a lift with Sammy's puppy walker, actually, and Sammy is my guide dog. I've had him for 7 months now, and his puppy walker doesn't live very far away. So I've been in touch with her, and she's been here. We've taken the dogs for a run. She did have a puppy herself, but he's just gone back to the guide dog centre to go to big school. So Sammy used to be called Sandy because he is... No, not because. He used to be called Sandy, but I changed his name because he's a black Labrador cross retriever boy. So he's a black boy dog called Sandy. Okay. If any of you are Scottish, you probably don't think too much of that, because Sandy is a Scottish boy name. So his puppy walker is originally Scottish, she was quite happy with his name, thought it was great, but I changed it because I was getting so many people going, oh, she's a lovely dog, what's her name, Sandy? Oh, and he's a boy, and oh, I had to get all the things, you know. So people would assume that it was a girl, and they would then have all the conversations about being a black dog. And although I was very, very tempted to go, oh, is he black? I didn't even realise, being totally blind. That would have been funny for about a few days, but I didn't really fancy having to do that for 8 years. So we went to the coffee morning, and it was lovely. It was quite busy, very noisy. I was thinking about recording from there, but I think it would have been too noisy. Oh, you must excuse me yawning. Let me think. I knew there was 2 other guide dog owners, and there was about, I don't know, 4 or 5 puppies, I think, and lots of people. And there was one puppy who's about 9 weeks old, golden retriever, little puppy called Carla, who I cuddled, and she's such a darling. Oh, she was so sweet, such a soft coat. And I love puppies because they've got huge ears and huge paws, because they have to grow into them, don't they? And she was sitting on my knee and trying to nibble everything, as puppies do. Oh, and the lady's got her hands full because she's got a 9-month-old baby as well. So I think she's a bit mad taking on a puppy at this stage. But when you're a puppy walker, when a puppy comes up for you, you go for it, because it's a kind of an addictive thing, I believe, being a puppy walker. Once you've walked one, you want to carry on. So Carla was a real sweetie. So I should be looking out for her and how she does. And when we got back, Liz, who is Sammy's puppy walker, when he was with her, she knitted him a blanket, and it's got his name on and paw prints, and it's really lovely, actually. So she gave me the blanket, and she gave me a smoky bone for him. So that is what he's chewing on now. He absolutely loves his smoky bones. And so we've had a lovely morning. And I hope everybody else is having a good day. I'll speak to you all again tomorrow. So take care.